This is Austin Pinto for the Blind Geek Zone. Now, I have recorded this podcast with Nightly version 18.01A, but really nothing has changed much so far. And now we are on 19, sorry. And now we are on version 20.01A. Now before I play the podcast, I would like to clear a few terms. Nightly is the pre-beta version of Mozilla Firefox for Android. It's a pre-beta version. It updates on a daily basis. You need to download the updates automatically. Sometimes it downloads. Sometimes you need to download the updates manually. It updates once a day or sometimes even twice a day. So, you know, why did I choose a beta version or a pre-beta version of browser record? Now, the thing about Nightly is that it works on Android v2.3.6 and below. It also works on versions 3 and 4, but it is mainly targeted for testing on ARM v6 devices. That means devices which have an ARM v6 processor, which are generally low-end devices. So if you want to install Firefox on your Android device, the best thing I would suggest you is search for Firefox on your Play Store or Firefox Beta. If you do not find both of these, then chances are that Firefox or Firefox Beta is not compatible with your device, and then you need to download Nightly from nightly.mozilla.org. I'm going to give the URL at the description. So, my dear friends, listen to the podcast and comment on how it is. Hello to everyone. Welcome. I'm Austin Pinto, and this is my fifth podcast for Android series. Today's podcast is really very, very interesting and exciting for all those who are stuck on Android 2.3 or lower with really no browser accessibility. For those of you who have use it, must have guessed it right. I'm going to review the Nightly version of Firefox. This podcast is basically for all those who either do not have an Android phone and are going to move into Android, and you know, if they encounter a 2.3 phone, then they will need this browser. So it's for them how to use and how to install it, and it's also for those of you who have an Android phone but they do not use Nightly, or they have just began using it, like me. I've just began using it for I think 2.5 to 3 days now. And what to tell, it's a really commendable work by the developers there. And just today morning, there was a very excellent update to that. read the mail which I received from the Ice Free group, and that mail said that, you know, they have put in some navigational keys which I will show you in a bit. And this is really the most amazing part of it. And Nightly handles downloads really well. I'm going to show you today three things. One is, I'm going to show you a simple page like Google. We are just going to do a Google search there, which is simple page, and I'm going to show you how does Nightly handle that. First of all, I'm going to show you how to get Nightly, because using is I should say, okay, you need to navigate around to find out how to use, but getting Nightly is a bit difficult, because what they have done is Nightly is released in two versions. One is for the RMv6 phones, meaning phones which use the RMv6 CPU, ARMv6 CPU, as TalkBack pronounces it, and the other one is for the ARMv7 CPU. So, which CPU your device uses has to be seen. But the best way to see is, you know, download both the versions of Nightly and just install that onto your phone. You won't harm your device no matter what. It may, you know, it'll just give you an error saying that could not install, and then try the other version. So that will work, and all phones either have RMv6 or RMv7. To just make it simpler, the higher end device like the Nexus 7 and S2, S3, I mean the Galaxy S2, S3 has an RMv7 CPU. Tablets have RMv7 CPU, like the Note 2 recently, they have RMv7. And the low end devices like the Galaxy Vibe Pro and things have RMv6. So, and also another thing, I would say, otherwise I say that for all softwares, you know, read the system requirements, but for this one I would say, well, read the requirements but do not go on the list of devices, because, you know, some devices are not in the list but they work really brilliant on that. My phone Galaxy Y is not, the Galaxy Y Pro is not on the list, but it works fantastic. There's no lag, there's no overload, there's no slowdown, there's nothing. So read the requirements. According to my requirements, what I have read is it requires a 512 meg RAM, and it requires I believe 20 meg of internals and 16 megs of external memory, or it can be reverse. So I've read that, and a good resolution, which is kind of okay for us, you know, to use web pages. So first, I'm going to show you how to get Nightly for all the new people. So it's not in Play Store. It's not equivalent to the beta of Firefox. Nightly is a I should not say even pre-beta. I should say it's a snapshot of the development of Firefox. You need to update Nightly every day. I mean, if you don't update, it'll function. But there are some features added, like yesterday's update, which I downloaded yesterday, didn't have the keyboard, the navigation letters. That was introduced today morning, so that I updated that, and it's working good. So let me just get this in order. What you're going to see today, You're going to see first of how to get nightly. Next, you will see how to browse the web. Setting up nightly is a very simple thing. You just open the APK file and just follow the instructions. You're going to see how to browse Google, a simple page, and then I'm going to take you to Facebook profile of mine, which is a pretty a complex page because you know of all the graphics and things, just to show you how does TalkBack handle that. And then I will show you how does Nightly handle downloads. And the final thing will be that I don't know if I'll be able to show you that there should be update for that. How to update Nightly. So that is what is today's review. Anyway, let's get started. I'm going to fire up my PC here, running Windows 8, and I'm going to open up Firefox, and I'm going to show you how to get Nightly. I could have done this through my phone, but just to make things faster, I'm using my PC. So I'm going to go to Google now.
W selection removed. Selected.i3.com. Double. Dot. O selection removed. Selected.opal.com/.
And go.
Frame. Google link screen reader. Lamp.
Now we need to type download Firefox Nightly.
D O W F O D space F R space T Y
Nightly. Okay.
Download Firefox Nightly Google search.
The page has loaded up.
List. Out of list link screen. Navigate. Main landmark. List with 10 items. Firefox Nightly builds. Visited link heading level 3.
Firefox Nightly builds, which is the first result in the Google search view. And I'm going to also give the URL with the podcast. And it'll be in a TXT form. I'm just going to read it out to you because you can find that out on Google. Also, so I'm going to read out the URL to you. I'm going to load this page up. And
Firefox Nightly builds Mozilla Firefox.
There we go.
Out of link visit Mozilla.org. Firefox register Nightly heading level 1. These builds are for testing purposes only. Heading level 2. Desktop heading level 3. Mobile heading level 3.
We need to go to the mobile heading. And then we need to go to Android.
Visited link 16 MB app.
There is a 16 MB APK. Now
link Android RMV6.
The first link, the Android link, is the RMV7 CPU, which does not work on my phone. My phone has an RMV6 CPU. So you download one of these two if you know your CPU model. If you do not know your CPU, then you download both and check out. You're not going to harm your devices anyway. You may get an error that you know could not install or things. And just hit the done and then try another one. So I'm just going to read out the URL to you.
Navigation to over N unselected nightly.mozilla.org. N I G H T L Y dot M O Z I L L A dot O R G Lang.
That's it. That's the URL, which is pretty simple, nightly.mozilla.org. So that's it, we are done with the PC part. I'm going to cover up my speaker here before it starts buzzing. So Now, let's get started. Now is the time to demonstrate nightly. So I'm gonna pick up my phone here and I'm gonna just fire this up here.
17-4.
Oops.
Screen off. Ringer, 100%. 17-46 ringer, 100%. Please unlock. Nimbus, edit box.
It's sitting on Nimbus always.
Android system. Ice free shell.
And another thing is, well, this is a coincidence here. The day I'm publishing this podcast, 5th July, sorry, 5th September, my phone is 1 month old, which is really good. And I've enjoyed Android in 1 month and beginning to like it.
Applications, accessibility preferences.
So we are in our applications list. I'm using the Ice Free Shell. Going too fast. I can type the application letter. Nightly is what you want. I'm going to click on that. Okay. Now, there are two components. How does Nightly window look? Is there are two components basically. When you open up Nightly first, you are on the browser UI, what's called a browser UI. So in the browser UI, depending on what state it is in, like if a page is open loading, there'll be a stop button. Otherwise you'll get a new tab button which you're going to land on first.
Downloads button.
You're going to get downloads.
Two tabs button.
Two tabs, because there are two tabs open. I don't know what.
Downloads button.
So these are two buttons that
two
I get.
Button.
And
download install.
Very good. There is a new update for Nightly. That's good. I'm going to show you how to do this anyway. TalkBack checks for updates automatically. Let me take a sneak preview at it first. Since TalkBack has said download and install, we will update Nightly. So, if TalkBack does not check Nightly updates automatically, sorry, not TalkBack, Nightly does not check for updates automatically on your system, you need to do this manually. It checks otherwise, but sometimes it does not. What you need to do is, you need to go to options, you need to press the options key or the menu key, whichever is on your phone. You need to go to the more, there's an option called more. I'll just show you that in a minute. This phone went to sleep, okay. I cannot show you that now because the update is available. So you go to more and then you go to settings. From there you go to about Nightly. A web content will open. I'm going to just show you how to navigate with web content later. And you click on check for updates link. And you must have just heard now TalkBack will say download and install. That means update is available. And let's see how to download and install an update. So I'm going to put on my screen here.
1750 ringer, 100%.
Okay.
Nightly.
I'm going to go to my notification area.
Notification shape opened. B/T. Nimbus 1740. The Kaspersky Mobile Security. Missed calls. 5 missed calls. On Google IO News 1 post. New email. Austin. Nightly 18.0A1 available. Download ampersand install 1748.
Nightly A1.
Nightly.
Okay.
Alert update available. Do you want to upgrade to Nightly 18.0A1 now?
Yes,
okay,
I want
later.
To.
OK button.
Now there's an ask later.
Ask later button. OK button.
I'm going to hit on OK.
Nightly button. Downloading. Downloading.
Now, what is the cool feature here is every 5% TalkBack will say downloading Nightly 18.A1. So that is really cool.
New email.
Hold on, where is the Nightly
icon? Yeah. 18.0814%.
4% is done.
Button.
So it will download here, and it will take some time because I've turned into a Wi-Fi though, but I don't know, this update will be pretty big one. So today I've got two updates in a day. That is really good, and let's see what's new in this update. So 10% is done. And what I will do now, instead of wasting your time, I'm gonna pause the recording here, and I'm gonna come back right back when Nightly downloads and when you know, we are ready to install it. So I'm gonna come back, pause the recording, come back. Hi, they're back on the recording, and we are now in the last, I believe, 10% of downloading the update, and I unpause this to let you hear what TalkBack says when the update is downloaded. So I'm just gonna stay silent for a minute while this downloads, and it should not take less than, let's say, 30 seconds. So it is downloading away here, and the installation is about 20 megs, so the update will be around that. That's why it's taking long, and I think it's a big update since that letter navigation is introduced. I think it should take
5 missed calls and 1 unread messages.
Yeah.
5 missed calls and 1 unread messages. Downloading Nightly 18.081.
I think it's 95% now. So another 5%. Need to wait.
Downloading Nightly 18.081.
And it's downloading away here. Once the update is installed, Nightly will restart, and then we are good to go. We can browse the web then. This is done a bit out of order here. I decided to show the updates final, but then it came up first, so I had to show it first there. Let me just check the status here.
Apply downloaded update.
Okay, so as you heard, apply downloaded update. TalkBack, after downloading the update, TalkBack will tell you that apply downloaded update. So now what you need to do is go to your notification area again.
Notification shape at Wi-Fi. Voice call ID is Nimbus 1746. Kaspersky Mobile, missed calls, 5 missed calls, 1656. Kaspersky Mobile Security Nimbus, 1746. Kaspersky Mobile, missed calls, 5 missed calls. On Google IA News 1 post, new email, Austin, Nightly 18.081 available, apply downloaded update 18.2.
So apply downloaded update is what it said, I'm going to click on that.
New email, new email, clicked.
And leave the notifications.
Button, button. Two tabs button.
And the package installer should come up any moment now.
Your downloads.
Let me go to the notifications area and see what's up, because the package installer has not.
Nightly 18.081 available. Apply downloaded update. Nightly 18.08. On Google IA News 1. Nightly 18.0. I clicked. Nightly. Button.
Hey,
Ice free shell.
Okay, it's gone up to my home screen now, and I think this is a major update here.
Cancel button.
Okay. Unfortunately, I missed the first screen here. The package installer comes and tells you that the application will replace the installed application. Do you want to continue? And I'm going to hit OK.
Cancel button. OK button. Clicked. Show all. Package installer.
Now there's just going to be that permission check thing that you see with the Play Store. I'm not going to read all that because I trust the
install button.
Developer of this app, so I'm just going to hit install.
Clicked. Package installer. Nightly installing.
And this does take a minute or two because it's a big, huge installer, and I do not know what is the size of today's installer, because the way it was downloading, I really think it's over 20 meg. I think it's a 25 or 30 meg installer, because it took around 5-7 odd minutes to download the installer, and that is pretty large.
Applications reloaded.
Okay, this is good. It installed a little faster here. Don't know why. It is recommended after you update that you boot your phone, and however, I
100%.
It's on the final stage of installation here. I do not do that, and it works okay. I eventually boot my phone
100%.
Later, but not now. And we should hear Nightly is installed. Oh, I think I need to wake up my device here, because I need to click on the
done
button.
Button.
And this is a bug here with TalkBack, because even the screen off, it does not say that it's installed, and it was installed. So I click on the done button.
Clicked. Ice free shell.
And now we can go and do our demo. So let's do a Google search here.
Shortcuts right.
Oops.
Home, applications, accessibility preference. The camera, clock, contacts, download, ice free shell.
The phone does become a little, slow.
FM radio, gallery, mail, sound battery, history,
once the update is installed for
latitude,
some minutes.
Local, maps, Nemo, messaging,
but then
mobile app, my files, navigation, news and the sound weather nightly.
Nightly is what you want.
New tab button. Nightly. New tab button. Button.
Okay.
Button.
There is an unlabeled button here.
One tap button.
Okay.
Button. Clicked. Edit box. Top sites. Nightly. Top sites.
Okay.
Facebook.
There is a problem here slightly, because they have unlabeled that button here. I need to tell that to that Nightly. You can contact Nightly developer about the feedback that, if you face any bug or something, I will contact them. So I'm going to Google. So how you do this is, now I've opened up the address feed, and what it does is it gives me a list of the recently visited sites. And let me just see if this behaves just like the Firefox on the PC. I'm going to type this.
Edit box. W, full stop, G, O, G, L, E, full stop, C, O, M.
Now you need to click your trackpad on that.
Clicked.
I think you need to
deleted.
Yeah, you need to press enter on it from your keypad.
Nightly, enter search or address button.
And this should take a minute. Yeah, so I was discussing about the browser UI just then. The update notification popped up. So the browser UI is on the top of the window. It's like a task bar on the window. But the task bar it's similar to that. Locations may differ on the computer, but this has the UI on the top, which is like a toolbar, and which has the new tab button. It loads the tab that you have last visited. So it'll have the button for that. It'll have some other button which you must have.
Problem loading page button.
It's facing a problem loading page.
Problem loading page heading level 1, sir. The Firefox can't find the server at www.google.com.
Okay, this is something
this
strange.
.example. Button try again.
We'll try again.
Loading.
Firefox, sometimes, you know, after applying an update, tends to get little snappy and little, you know, slow. And I think I will have to reboot my device for that if things don't work.
One tab button. Problem loading page button. Problem loading page button. Firefox can't find
I do not think this is going to work. I better reboot my device. And that's actually the risk of running a nightly build here, that it does not work. So I'm going to quickly pause the recording here and restart my phone, and I think that should solve the problem here. So I'll be just right back. Okay then, I didn't have to reboot my device. What happened was, I clicked on the Wi-Fi icon in the notification bar, which turned off the Wi-Fi. So that was the problem. So we will open nightly here. And here we are. And we should get the Google loaded here because it was the last visited tab. Let's see if we get it.
Nightly stop button.
Okay, it's loading up something here.
Stop button.
So you get stop.
New tab button.
Okay, that's loaded.
Enter search or address button. One tab button. One tab button. One tab button.
Okay, I need to go and enter Google here.
Enter search or address button.
Because it is not loaded it.
Top sites, nightly, Facebook, M. Dot. Facebook.
I'm gonna go
dot
down.
Com, Facebook. Download free Windows 8 open ESA. Problem loading page. www.google.com.
Okay, I'll click on this.
Slash nightly. Edit box loading. One tab button. Google button.
Google, here we are. So the tab is loaded pretty quick. And now what you need to do is I'm on the browser UI currently, or I'm going to call this a toolbar. Let's call it a toolbar. In this, currently there are two buttons. One is Google. One is one tab. That's it. I can't open a new tab here, which is a bit. I don't know why. We could do this first. Anyway, now what you need to do to get to the web content. I'm not on the web page currently. The web page is loaded, but I'm not on the web page. To get the web content, I need to move my trackpad down, or your arrow key, press the arrow key down, and then you are on the web content. Okay, now you heard that click, I'm on the web content now. Now Mozilla has really taken up a good style here. A good way of reading, and this is little unimaginable, because you know you don't have to read the page pressing your moving your trackpad down. You need to read the page moving your trackpad right. And I really first did not know this, so I could load the page and everything, and I could even get to the web content, but I used to just move it up and down and just not read anything, and I used to just feel that okay, this is inaccessible like the other browser. But I read some posts on some forum which told me how to do this, and then I learned it. So let's go ahead. I'm going to read this page using my trackpad right move.
So, 100%.
This thing went to sleep.
100% alert.
Okay. Alert what?
Select input method.
No, I don't want to do that. So I'm going to read the web page now.
Google table web. Link images. Link places. Link news. Link more. Graphic. Entry. Button.
Okay,
graphic.
Entry.
Button. Graphic.
Oops, my trackpad
button.
Is.
Graphic.
One minute.
Graphic. Button. Entry. Graphic. One tap button. Entry.
So you want to edit this entry. You need to click on that.
Editing.
TalkBack says editing. Let's search for ice free. Well, let's search for Android. Let's see what we get. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm just going to show you the key navigation here. Android.
Button. Loading.
It's loading up. Okay.
Places.
Now,
news.
What you need to do if you want to go to the search results. This is really cool. I really like this feature in the browser. what you need to do is press H to go to heading. You just navigate as though you navigate as though you are navigating a browser on your PC. I think Safari has a different keystroke, but you're navigating Internet Explorer, Firefox, I think Chrome has the same keystroke. You need to do that. So press H.
Table heading level 2 ads.
You reach the ads heading.
This item, 1 of 2 heading level, 3-link Android smartphone tool. This item, 2 of 2 heading level 3-link, get mobile phone software.
Here we go. This is the way to navigate a page.
This item, 1 of 11 heading level 3-link Android.
So this is the search results. If I want to go right and see what's in this.
New email.
Oops.
Android.
This is
.com/.
Oh wow. Good.
Official site provides information for users. Press releases. Videos. Official site provides information for users. Developers and partners. Includes.
That's good. That's very good. Now I'm gonna just press F if there is. Let's see what the TalkBack say. It's not saying anything. That means there's no edit field. Let's press B. Or there won't be any button also. Let's press L.
This item.
Okay.
List item. 1 of 2 heading level. 3-link by Android mobiles.
List item. That's good. K to move to lists. Which is fabulous. I really say this, that you know, they have really done a commendable job, putting these keystrokes in this. I'm not, going against a group or something. After seeing this browser, I just uninstalled Ideal Web Reader. Really, because it was good. But it had a problem in which it could not download files.
Button. Read a mode button.
Read a mode. Okay. What's this? Let's take a look.
Read a mode button.
I never saw this.
Clicked. New tab button.
Let's see.
One tab button.
Okay.
Android. Heading level 100. About 3,720,000,000 results.
Okay, yes, yes, yes. I get it now.
List item.
I think,
About 3,700,000.
I think this is the, this is Google's, that link which you get, click here to turn off Google Instant. I think I may be wrong, but I think this is it. I don't know for sure what this is. I should research on it. Anyway, let's go to our next part, which is the second last part, which is going to a difficult page. And what more difficult can my Facebook profile be, which is full with graphics and flash and all sorts of things.
And
there's no way you can get
that.
Okay.
Top sites.
So I'm going to go to yes. That's the one I want.
Facebook m dot facebook dot com slash. Google www top sites. Google www facebook m dot facebook loading. Edit box.
And here we are. It's loading.
Now go and read a question mark tab. It equals 1% L equals percent 3A% 2F% 2 www.google.co.in percent 2 such percent 3 percent 3 Android percent 26 hectoliters percent one tab button. One tab button. Facebook table set link.
Okay, I'm in my Facebook page now.
Austin Pinter, favorite news feed, messages, 99 plus, nearby, events, friends, help center, account settings, privacy ampersand terms, report a bug, lockout.
So there we go.
Link English, in the middle dot, link desktop site, Facebook copyright, 2012, table link friend requests, link messages, 13, link notification, 2, link Anita Beja.
So there you go, that's Facebook for you.
Link photo.
Okay.
Heading level 6, link and Kithalia. Right angle bracket. Link Finita Beja. 5 hours ago. Middle dot. Happy teacher's day mom.
Huh, very
D
good.
Link.
Wish everyone, those who are in the profession of teachers, a very happy teacher's day today. I really remember that from my Facebook profile, because this episode of this podcast was too busy. Luckily, I don't know why, but my page is not having much of graphics today.
Link one.
Let
link
me
five,
just see.
Dot, link comment. Heading level 6, link 39 minutes ago.
Okay, that does not have any graphics. Might as well. I must have switched over to the reader's mode. I need to go and research this. I think that's why Firefox must have, done it a bit. Must have removed the unlabeled graphics from the talkbacks thing. Otherwise, it handles graphics really fantastic. Now, let's go to the final part. How does Nightly handles download? And this is also really great. I'm going to download a small file of 2 megs. It should take about a minute. Let's see how does it
button.
Do. I'm going to click on this one tab button.
Clicked. Facebook.
And okay.
Facebook button. Facebook. New tab button. Facebook button.
I'll click on that.
Clicked. Edit box. Top site. Nightly.
Okay.
Facebook.
Now I'm gonna download, just for fun, I'm gonna download Kaspersky Mobile Security Demo. Though I have a licensed copy of it, just for fun. Because I do not want to just go around to song websites downloading songs. I'm gonna go to this website. KMS.Kaspersky.OM. Okay. Enter.
Loading. Nike. KMS.Kaspersky.com. Downloading. Smobile. _9.4.130.UN.APK.
There we go. So as you heard, it talks at downloading KMS 9.4.130 APK. And if you want to, I would recommend once you keep the file for downloading, do not open your downloads folder, because you know, you do not get to know much there. If you want to know how much of a file is downloaded, what you need to do is go to your notification area again. I'm going to do that. Okay.
Notification shape opened. Wifi, Nike, KMS dot Kaspersky. One minute. Notification button.
Okay, something's wrong here.
Notification shape opened. Missed calls 5, missed calls 1656. Wifi, Nike button. Downloading. Notification shape opened. Wifi. Missed calls 5, missed calls 16. All Google I mean use 1 for new email.
Downloads 90%, as you heard.
Missed calls 5, missed calls 1656. Nimbus 1813. Voice caller ID is unsupported. You are used. Battery status. Voice clear button. Voice caller ID is at Nimbus 1813. Missed calls 5, missed calls. On Google I mean use 1 post. New email.
Okay, my downloads are complete. Has finished downloading, as you heard. I do not want to install this application. I'll just download it for fun. Click on cancel, because I already have that version. So there you go, my dear friends. This is the way you use Nightly, which is great, and this is really good. So what I, if you have any doubts, what you need to do is, the only doubt where you can have is I'm just gonna quit out of here. Okay, Nightly has a quit option.
Options, share disabled.
I'm gonna click on more.
Clicked. Save as PDF disabled.
Oh yeah, I forgot that feature.
Save as PDF disabled.
Save as PDF. What a feature it is. You can save a web page as PDF, but now it's disabled because I've opened a downloader page which is blank, so it's disabled. What more can you ask for? You can save an entire web page as PDF. Just imagine doing a Google search on the road, going to work. Save it as PDF, go to work and view it on your computer. What more can you have out of this? Really fantastic. It really, you know, removed all the frustrations because I had. And there's a quit here. And here we go. Yes, I do. So that was Marvin recording from the Mac. So my dear friends, if you have doubts, the only doubts you have is how to read the page. Once you load the page, just browse, just move your trackpad down once, and then move your left and right arrow. And I was showing you those navigation keys. Pressing H will move you to different headings. Let's say you want to go one heading back. you press the shift key and press H. It will take you one heading back. Now please note, Firefox Nightly, at least currently from what I know, I don't know about this update which I've installed, but currently does not support touchscreen devices. I mean completely touch without a keypad. If you have ice cream sandwich or above, the Explore by Touch will only work in a browser UI, that is the toolbar which I showed you. Other than that, you cannot read the web page using touch interface. At least on Nightly build. I don't know the beta and the stable release what that does. But the Nightly does not support touch interface. So that's it from me, friends. Looking forward to more new apps, more nice apps. And thanks to all those who helped me get this lovely browser. The ice free and the accessible Android and even the other lists that I posted this on helped to get this browser. So thanks everyone. If you have any doubts on Nightly, do email me off the list or on the list. If you mail me off the list, please put a subject line saying Nightly doubt or something. Because I receive a lot of mails per day, so I read all, but it does take time, so you know. So that's it, my dear friends, for today, 5th of September, and I'll catch you later if I find any new app to review. If you want me to review any app, then please let me know, and your feedback is welcome. So goodbye.